Some define architecture as the internetworking of a group of dependent system components. A very fine definition, I would say. And it covers what we've been doing over the past 40 years. We've been developing applications and software systems where we gathered requirements, then gone away and thought about it, reviewed it, then got sign-off, then we've designed a system, then got sign-off, we reviewed it again, then finally developed it, having got the sign-off before, and then implemented it, and then put it into test mode, into UAT, then into QA, and all the time getting sign-off, and then we release it. Then it's gone live. We spend 15 hours in the office trying to make this thing go live, and then we're done. It's been released and immediately becomes maintenance mode software and legacy. Now, by that definition, that is not necessarily a sustainable architecture. Sustainability is obviously governed by technology. Of course, you've got to choose either Microsoft's Silverlight and .NET technologies versus Java, or there might be a third player there. However, it is going to be defined by the people who like using those technologies. And you need to retrain them. And it's going to be the cost of getting the right development and the right professional players who can build software at the right time for you. You've got to choose those variabilities as well. And if you can't do that, then you are never going to be able to choose and build a sustainable architecture. So sustainability means taking stock of your current situation. What is your stack now? Where are your customers going? Where do you think they may go? And is your current enterprise assets in a state where you can make some changes or move to and then deploy them or migrate away from old legacy into new systems? So these are the questions you ought to be asking yourself. How can I make my business a fun place to be and a fun place that envelops sustainable software development?